愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天早上，从圣经跟大家一起来学习人生的三种刺。
This morning, we would like to study together three kinds of thorns in our life.
刺代表什么？
What does a thorn represent?
如果我们有采这个玫瑰的经验，虽然玫瑰很漂亮，但是这个刺扎在手里是很痛苦。
If we've ever cut a rose, we know that the rose is very beautiful, but when the thorn pricks you, it's painful.
Right, 刺代表痛苦。
So a thorn represents pain.
人生有三种的痛苦。
There are three types of suffering in our life.
有的痛苦是你没有办法避免的。
There are some types of suffering you cannot avoid.
有的痛苦是我们自己的选择。
Some types of suffering come through our own choice.
有的痛苦是神加给我们的。
And some types of suffering come from God.
那我们现在来看到底这个三种刺代表什么。
So let's look together at what these three kinds of thorns represent.
那我们怎么样来面对这三种的痛苦。
And how we face these three types of suffering.
我们看创世纪第三章。
So let us look at Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
17节跟18节。
17 and 18.
创世纪第三章十七节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 17.
又对亚当说，你既然听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子，地为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地得吃。18节。
18.
地要给你长出荆棘跟蒺藜来，你要吃田间的菜蔬。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 17 and 18. Then to Adam he said, Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it, Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. 18. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field.
17节、18节是神对亚当所说的。
These verses are the words of God to Adam.
说你听从妻子的话，吃我吩咐不可以吃那树上的果子，就是你犯罪了。
Because he heeded the voice of his wife and ate from the tree which he was commanded not to eat from, that is, he sinned.
那既然犯罪，所以地就为你受咒诅。
And it is a result of the sin that the ground is cursed.
那实际的咒诅所带来生活的经验是什么？
And what is the actual manifestation of this curse?
就是你要终身劳苦才能从地得吃。
Is that in toil he should live all the days of his life and eat of it.
那在劳苦为着生活的需要过程当中，18节，地要给你长出荆棘跟蒺藜，有很多的痛苦。
And in order to survive, there would be many thorns and thistles brought forth throughout his life. That is suffering.
事实上我们从第十六节开始。
Actually, from verse 16.
一直到19节。
To verse 19.
这个就是人犯罪以后所产生的痛苦。
It describes the suffering that comes as a result of sin.
这个不是神原来创造的时候的用意。
And this was not originally part of God's purpose.
神造一切都是好的。
When God created the universe, all was good.
住在伊甸园里面。
Living in the Garden of Eden.
而且神也赐福给他们。
God blessed them greatly with everything.
所以那是非常完美的生活。
So that was the perfect life.
因为我们今天的生活并不是神在伊甸园让亚当过的生活。
The life that we live today is not the life that God created for Adam in the Garden of Eden.
我们今天的生活是亚当被赶出伊甸园以后的生活。
The life we live today is the life after Adam was chased out of the garden.
就是失去神的祝福，活在神的咒诅中。
That is that we have lost the blessing of God and live under the curse of God.
那这个痛苦有几种？
There are several types of suffering here.
第一种。
The first.
十六节。
Verse 16.
你要怀胎的苦楚，生产儿女要受苦。
That in giving birth to children, the woman shall have pain.
所以人生下来哦，就是以哭为开始。
And once a person is born, the first sound that makes is a crying.
从生理上来讲，哭让你的肺能够活动。
From a physical point of view, this crying allows the lungs to move and breathe.
所以小孩子不哭啊，父母会哭，因为他没有办法活。
Because if a child cannot cry, the parents will cry because that child cannot live.
那小孩子哭啊，父母就笑了，因为这个生小孩子活起来。
Once a parent hears the child cry for the first time, that means the child is living.
但是这个哭，从哲学上来讲，就是进到世界来受苦。
But also philosophically, this cry represents the suffering that this child must encounter in his life.
因为从出生开始，除了小孩子之外，人就开始有很多的苦。
Because once a child is born, it must encounter many types of suffering.
那我们小孩子越多，我们越体验到好多的愁烦。
And we know as parents that the more children we have, the more worries we have.
好，那接下去就是十六节的下半句。
And the second part of verse 16.
你要恋慕你的丈夫，你们丈夫要管辖你。
Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
好，为什么要结婚？
Why is it that we need to marry?
结婚是因为爱。
Marriage is out of love.
但是结婚的过程当中常常会有很多婚姻的问题。
But in the course of marriage, there may also be many problems and strife.
这个是因为神离开的婚姻。
And the reason for the strife in marriage is because God is not part of the marriage.
婚姻里面没有神，缺乏神的祝福。
And lacks the presence and the blessings of God.
所以婚姻生活本来是圆满的，但是里面有很多的苦。
So originally, marriage was made, created perfectly, but now there is much strife.
那第三个痛苦。
The third type of suffering.
就是要终身劳苦，就是为着生活的需要，人要很努力。
That is, we must toil all of our life in order to have living.
所以我们在这个湾区特别感受到，一大早上班上到很晚，压力很大。
So especially in this area, we know that we have to go to work very early and work very late.
也经济不好，公司把人裁掉，但是工作一样，大家分。
There's a lot of stress because of the economic situation and the pressure of potentially losing your job.
但是这个不是所有，还有失业的危险。
But this is not the only stress that we have.
还有会失业的危险。
We may lose our jobs.
所以这个心里没有安全感。
So we lack security.
这也是一种痛苦。
This is also a kind of suffering.
然后到了十九节。
Verse 19.
说一直到你归的尘土。
Until you return to the ground.
这个就是死亡的来到。
That is the coming of death.
那死之前呢，有老化，然后老化接着就是生病。
And before we die, we grow old, and we may have illness.
到最后是死亡的来到。
And then we die.
死亡是另外一种的痛苦。
And death is another kind of suffering.
所以我们活在这个世界上啊，为什么受苦？
So why do we have all the suffering in our life?
因为人犯了罪，离开神。
It is a result of the sin and forsaking God.
所以人受苦。
And that is why people suffer.
那要怎么办？
So what can we do?
这个是我们需要想的一个问题。
This is a question we must answer.
所以现在人发明了很多的娱乐。
So a lot of people try to find escape.
那这个娱乐就是把这个痛苦的生活啊，去麻醉，让你不会觉得很痛苦。
They try to escape by enjoying themselves through different ways so that they numb themselves from the suffering.
但是根本上没有办法解决根本的问题。
But that kind of entertainment is not the solution to the problem.
你家里有很多娱乐，但是婚姻发生问题，你还是不快乐。
If you have a lot of toys at home, but your marriage is in trouble, that's not going to bring you happiness.
但是你赚很多钱，但是你工作没有安全感，这个也心理压力也很大。
Even though you may make a good living now, but you don't have the security that you still have a job tomorrow, that's also a kind of pressure.
那孩子看起来很可爱，但是将来他会不会成为一个有用的人？这个你没有办法保证。
And your children may be very adorable now, but you have no guarantee of how they'll turn out in the future.
所以养孩子越来越困难。
So it's harder and harder to raise them as they grow.
那怎么办？
What should you do?
这是我们要想的一个问题。
These are the questions we have to answer.
主耶稣就是这个答案。
So Jesus is the answer.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
好，马太福音。
The Gospel of Matthew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
马太福音第四章的十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
从那个时候耶稣坐船起道来说天国近了你们要悔改
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 From that time Jesus began to preach and to say Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand
主耶稣来世界上传道第一句话天国近了
So the first thing that Jesus preached when he began his ministry is that the kingdom of heaven is at hand
天国是什么
What is the kingdom of heaven?
是神的国
It is the kingdom of God.
天国近了，就是表示主耶稣要把神的国从天上带到人间。
And the kingdom of heaven being at hand means that God will bring His kingdom down to the humans.
那这个就是受咒诅的人生一个希望的开始。
So that is the beginning of hope for the people who have been cursed.
所以要解决第一根的刺就是从罪来的那种痛苦，只有一个希望，就是主耶稣的救恩。
So the only way to remove this thorn that comes from sin is to cling to the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ.
虽然全世界你可以到处搬。
So even though you can move throughout the world.
但是每个地方痛苦都一样。
But everywhere the suffering is the same.
比方说很多人很羡慕欧洲。
So for example, many people like to go to Europe.
好多欧洲社会福利很好。
There are many good services, social services in the countries there.
但是我们最近看希腊引起这个财政问题。
But we see that in Greece recently they're going through economic breakdown.
整个国家快要破产了。
And they're almost the whole country is going bankrupt.
然后在那里示威，有的人就被打死了。
And because of many different riots, many people have died.
原来他们的生活超过他们所能够付出的程度。
Or some people have worked themselves to death.
所以我们今天活在这个世界上只有一条路可以走。
So in this world, there's only one path that we can take.
就是接受主耶稣所带来的天国。
And that is to receive the kingdom of heaven that Jesus has brought to us.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say so?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们神的国的三个特点。
Here we see the three characteristics of God's kingdom.
第一个是公义。
The first is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
没有罪。
That means there's no sin.
罪不能控制我们。
That sin cannot control us.
这是我们人要回归到神的一个最基本点。
So this is the essence of our returning to God.
没有罪控制。
That we have no... We are not under the control of sin.
我们竟然发现好多人的个性真的有问题。
We see that a lot of people have problems with their character.
个性有问题，再加上另外个性有问题，两个个性有问题合在一起，婚姻就会发生问题。
If we see that two people who have flawed characters come together, how can their marriage be good?
那这个个性的不同，常常是罪在里面。
And the problem with people's characters being flawed is that there is sin behind it.
那怎么去改变？
So how can you change?
神的能力进到我们里面。
Once the power of God enters into us,
让我们能够去想对的，做对的事情。
Then we will turn towards that which is right.
不是我们认为对的，是圣经讲对的。
We think about and do the things that the Bible says is right.
那这个个性改变了，婚姻就没有问题了。
And once our characters are transformed, then the marriage will be harmonious.
那有的人喜欢发脾气。
Some people have very bad tempers.
所以全家搞得乱七八糟。
So the whole family is in chaos.
你这个怎么办？
What can you do?
罪借着一个人脾气在控制人。
And the temper is a manifestation of the sin within the person's heart.
有的喜欢醉酒。
Some people are alcoholic.
有的用 drug.
Some people use drugs.
有的在婚姻之外乱搞男女关系。
And some people have extramarital affairs.
这个都是罪啊。
These are all sources of sin.
这个如果没有解决。
And if these problems are not taken care of,
最圆满的家庭生活里面充满很多的痛苦。
And even though the family should be harmonious, but there's a lot of suffering within the family.
这个怎么解决？
So how can you solve that problem?
不是你决心就能够改变的。
It's not just a matter of your determination.
需要神的能力。
You need the power of God.
我们才能够活在公义里面。
So then we can live in righteousness.
没有罪控制我们。
And there is no control of sin over us.
我们可以做对的事情，不去做错的事情。
And do all that is right and not do what is wrong.
哦，那你就发现生活越来越好。
So you will find then that your life will change for the better.
好，那公义带来的果效是什么？
And what are the fruits of this righteousness?
下面就是平安。
And we see it brings peace.
哦，就是人跟人之间的和睦。
That is harmony and peace between people.
一个家庭的和睦，婚姻的和睦，两代之间的和睦。
Peace and harmony between family members, between the spouses, between the generations.
那跟神的和睦。
And also peace with God.
我们可以体会到神在我们里面。
We can feel the presence of God within us.
那一种非常满足的感觉。
And it is a source of great satisfaction.
那因为神在我们里面，我们没有忧虑。
And because God is within us, then we do not have sorrows.
所以生活很多的压力，你没有忧虑。
Even though you are under stress, you do not have sorrow or worry.
然后没有害怕。
And no fear.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because we know God is with us.
没有忧虑，没有害怕，就是平安。
If you do not have worry or sorrow, then you will have peace.
那这种感觉你在地上没有的，其他地方找不到。
And this kind of feeling you can't get from anywhere else.
只有神住在你里面，才有这样的感觉。
The only way you can have this true peace is through God living in us.
从和平进入平安。
And through harmony, you enter into true peace.
那接下去就是满足。
And then we see joy.
圣灵中的喜乐。
In the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满所带给我们内心的满足。
The joy that comes only from the Holy Spirit filling within our hearts.
所以神的国进到我们中间。
So once the kingdom of God is with us,
我们就可以脱离第一根刺，
so we can get rid of that first thorn，
就是从罪所带来的痛苦，
the suffering that comes from sin，
在教小孩子上面，在家庭婚姻生活上面，在工作上面，在死亡上面，
and all of the problems that come in our marriage, with our children or in our families, from work can be removed。
所以信仰如果越来越追求，
so once we pursue our faith，
我们就有公义、平安、喜乐。
We will have righteousness, peace, and joy.
这就是幸福。
And this is true goodness.
所以不要想说幸福就是需要赚很多的钱，开最好的车子，住最好的房子，那个就幸福，不是这样的。
So we shouldn't think that happiness comes from owning a beautiful house or driving a good car or making a lot of money.
幸福是灵性不断的成长，神的国在我们心中实现，在我们的家庭里面实现。
True happiness or true joy comes from the presence of God in our lives, bringing us righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以信仰需要追求。
So we have to pursue our faith.
不是一个人信耶稣以后，你家庭就没有问题。
It doesn't mean that once you believe in our Lord Jesus, that there will be no problems in our family.
个性就会改变。
That our character will immediately change.
婚姻就没有问题。
That our marital problems will be solved.
这些是因为我们不断的追求神的国降临在我们中间。
It is the result of our continual pursuit of the kingdom of God within us.
所以我们在地上可以体会将来到天国的那种滋味。
So that we can experience on earth the sweetness of living in God's kingdom.
然后每个人，如果我们的生活真的有痛苦，我们要好好的检讨我们的生活是不是信仰有在成长。
So if we have this kind of suffering in our lives, we have to examine ourselves to see if we are growing spiritually.
如果罪继续使我们受苦，表示我们没有成长。
If sin is continuing to cause us suffering, we are not growing spiritually.
从罪来的受苦是神不要我们去经验的苦。
And the suffering that comes from sin is suffering that we do not need, and God does not want us to go through.
因为主耶稣已经救我们脱离罪了。
Because Jesus has already saved us from sin.
我们为什么还因为罪受苦呢？
So why should we be suffering from sin?
那可是因为我们没有成长，没有脱离罪的生活。
It's because we are not growing, we have not removed our lives from sin.
第一个，这是第一根刺。
This is the first thorn we must remove.
第二根刺。
The second thorn.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
巡抚的兵就把耶稣带进衙门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。二十八节。
28。
他给他们脱了衣服，穿了一件朱红色的袍子。二十九节。
29。
用荆棘编作冠冕，戴在他的头上，啊，拿了一根苇子放在他的右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他，说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”这一段圣经在记载主耶稣没有钉十字架以前要所发生的事情。
And this passage records what happened to our Lord Jesus before he was crucified.
说用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他的头上。
That the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
冠冕代表一个人的荣耀。
A crown should represent a person's glory.
但是这个冠冕是荆棘做的。
But this crown was made of thorns.
荆棘里面有很多的刺。
And the thorns are very sharp.
所以这个荆棘压到头上，主耶稣所受的苦是何等的大。
So when these sharp thorns pierced Jesus' head, how great was the suffering?
所以主耶稣头上那个荆棘代表什么？
So what did the thorns represent for our Lord Jesus?
代表他对人的爱。
Represented his love for all humans.
因为这是他选择的。
Because it was a choice he made.
他希望来到世界上，为着人而受苦。
He wanted to come to this world. He chose to come to this world to suffer for the sake of mankind.
所以因为他的受苦，所以我们人才能够得到救恩。
So it is through his suffering that we have the hope of salvation.
因此我们可今天在这个世界上的生活。
And so we still live in this world.
有两种的生活方式。
There are two modes of living.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
十五节。
Verse 15.
哥林多后书第五章的十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15.
他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这个十五节在提到两种的生活方式。
So verse 15 refers to two modes of our living our lives.
第一种是为自己活。
The first is living for yourself.
第二种是为主来活。
The second is living for Christ.
这是两种生活方式。
These are two ways of living.
那怎么从改变从为自己活进到为主而活？
So how do we change our lives from one for ourselves to one for the Lord?
那十四节说神的爱激励我们。
Verse 14 tells us, for the love of Christ compels us.
就是神的爱在感动我们，在改变我们。
That is, the love of Christ moves us and changes us.
我们人生的方向才可能改变。
And in only this way, we can change the direction of our
lives. 不然的话，大家都是为自己活。
Otherwise, we would all be living for ourselves.
所以这个信仰生活的力量从哪里来？
So where does the strength of our life of faith come from?
从主耶稣头上那一根荆棘砸到我们身上，我们就改变了。
If we feel the same pain of the crown of thorns on our heads, we will change our lives.
当那个痛苦砸到我们身上，我们想主耶稣多么爱我们。
When we feel the same pain that our Lord Jesus felt, we realize His love for us.
那我们就会想要改变来爱主耶稣。
Then we will want to change to love our Lord more.
那这种的生活方式啊，才是最有价值、最有意义的生活。
And this way of life is the one that has the most value and the most meaning.
有时候我们常常会在社会上看到很多人，世界上很有成就，很年轻就退休，然后就开始打高尔夫球，生活很享受。
Maybe we see many people around us who make a lot of money when they're young, retire early, and start to play golf for the rest of their lives.
我们常常觉得这个就是我要的一个模式。
And maybe we think that this is a goal that I want to also accomplish.
但是从永恒的观点来看。
But from an eternal point of view,
这个生活方式是没有意义的。
This kind of life is meaningless.
因为这是为自己活。
Because you're only living for yourself.
不错，我们可以活得很充实，活得很快乐。
It's not that we can't live a very happy life.
但是死了就没有了。
But once we die, it's all gone.
那什么样的生活才是有价值的？
So what kind of life is most valuable?
跟主耶稣一样，这个生活就是有价值。
It is the life of Christ, that is the most valuable life.
我们看主耶稣要死以前，
so let us
他怎么说？
See what our Lord Jesus said before he died.
约翰十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十七章第四节。
John chapter 17, verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事已经完全了。六节。
Verse 5.
父啊，现在求你使我同你像未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。人生的目标是什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
就是十七章第五节。
It is chapter 17, verse 5.
我们不但可以回到天国，而且在天国能够从神得到荣耀。
Not only that we can return to our heavenly home, but also to receive glory in heaven.
那这个第五节是从哪里来？
Where does verse 5 come from?
是从第四节来。
Comes from verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你。
I have glorified you on the earth.
你托付我的事已经完成了。
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
所以主耶稣头上那一根刺就是神托付他的事情。
So the thorns in our Lord Jesus' head was the mission that God gave him.
就是要为着救人来地上牺牲生命。
And that was to, for the sake of saving all mankind, to come to this world to suffer.
所以主耶稣来世界上只有一个目标，为人受苦。
So the only purpose that our Lord Jesus came to this world was to suffer for us.
所以今天我们才有这个救恩。
So that today we can have the salvation.
因此我们人生的这个层次，生活的层次要往上提升。
So we have to improve the quality of our life.
就是不只是为自己活，要多花一点时间呢，做一些有意义的事情。
That we are not just improving our livelihood, but doing something that is meaningful.
我曾经到一个教会去访问。
I went to a church to visit.
有一个弟兄啊，他在行医啊，他的职业是做医生。
There's a brother there who is a doctor.
结果我就发现那个地方的信徒啊，有好多人很尊敬他。
And I see that many people respect him greatly.
为什么尊敬他？
Why do they respect him?
因为有时候三更半夜，有时候信徒啊生病了，他就去看他。
And it's because that all hours of the day or night, when somebody is sick, he goes to see them.
他就开药给他们吃，替他们打针。
And he may give them medication or treat them right away.
他不是把行医当作一种只是赚钱的一种方式。
And he doesn't treat being a doctor as a means of making more money.
他用他所有的这个专长服务了教会好多的弟兄姐妹。
He uses his skills to help many brothers and sisters.
这个叫做提升我们的生活。
That is elevating the quality of our life.
变成很有意义。
It is very meaningful.
那后来他自己在见证。
And so he gave a testimony.
他平常在医院里面呢，没有在看病人，就在看圣经。
He says that when he's not treating people at the clinic, he's reading the Bible.
他写了很多的文章。
And he's written many essays.
所以我们就发现呢，这个弟兄非常特别。
So I see that this brother is very unique.
他可以多看很多的病人。
He can see many, many patients.
尽量去争取。
And he has a choice of getting more and more patients in his practice.
他跟医院是一个人分一半。
Because he is a partner in the clinic.
但是他做到一个程度，觉得生活没有困难了，生活够用了。那其他的时间，他就是在研究圣经。
And however, he's chosen to just do enough so that his livelihood is taken care of, but the rest of his time he devotes to studying the Bible.
这就是信仰的力量。
And this is the power of faith.
使我们的生活能够往上提升。
So that the quality of our life may be elevated.
能够进到一种属灵的追求上面。
So that we can pursue the spiritual things.
为着生活，我们需要在世界努力。
We have to work for our life in this world.
但是在世界上的努力不是生活的目的。
But the work that we do is not the whole purpose of our life.
生活的目的就是跟主耶稣一样。
The whole purpose of our life is to be more like Christ.
为着人的需要，为着爱人的灵魂，我们愿意牺牲。
And to sacrifice ourselves for the needs of others, to save other souls.
当然，这个是一个很崇高的生活目标。
Of course, this is a very lofty goal.
但是从最小开始。
But we can start from the very small things.
比方说，我们早一点到教会来聚会。
For example, coming to church earlier.
这是一种牺牲。
It's a kind of sacrifice.
你本来到公司九点去。
Perhaps you go to work at 9 o'clock.
那我们到教会来十点半。
We should show up at church by 10:30.
你就要早一点来啊。
You have to come earlier.
这是对神的敬畏。
This is a kind of reverence we have for God.
这也是一种爱神的表现。
And it is also a manifestation of our love of God.
那这个就是我们开始要服侍神的开始。
And this is a small step towards our service towards God.
所以我们从最小的事情啊来开始爱神。
So from the little things, we can show our love of God.
那这样啊，将来我们才能够改变自己来做更大的事情。
And so that we can gradually transform ourselves to do greater things.
这是第二根刺。
This is the second type of thorn.
所以我们常常发现我们现在教会啊需要很多的工人。
And we realize that the church needs a lot of workers.
因为福音越传越广。
Because the gospel spread everywhere.
工人从哪里来？
Where do the workers come from?
就是从我们当中来。
They come from us.
那我们大家愿意服侍神，装备自己，教会有很多做不完的工作。
So if we can prepare ourselves or equip ourselves more, we can do much for the church.
但是要做神的工作，第一个条件就是我愿意牺牲。
But the very first qualification is that I am willing to sacrifice.
不是方便而牺牲，而是不方便你也愿意去做。
It's not that you can sacrifice when it's convenient, but even when it's inconvenient.
第三个。
The third type of thorn.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书12章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书的十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第七节
Verse 7.
又恐怕因为我所得的启示甚大，又有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役，要攻击我，免得我自高。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
第八节
Verse 8.
为了这个事，我三次求过主，叫这个事离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
Verses 8 and 9. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me, and He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness."Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
保罗的祷告很有功效。
The effect of Paul's prayer was very great.
所以下面他说，我用神迹奇事的能力证明我是使徒。
So later he says that I have proven my status as an apostle through the signs and miracles.
但是保罗的身上有一个问题。
But on Paul himself there was a problem.
圣经没有很清楚讲。
The Bible does not describe it very clearly.
到底是什么问题？
What it is exactly.
但这个问题让他受苦很多。
But this problem caused him great suffering.
所以他把它形容说是一根刺。
So he described it as a thorn in the flesh.
那他为了这个痛苦祷告三次。
And he prayed about this thorn 3 times.
这个三次就是表示很完全、很深入的祷告。
It means that he prayed very deeply about this problem.
然后神告诉他。
And God told him.
我的恩典够你用了。
My grace is sufficient for you.
神没有把那个刺拿掉。
God did not take that thorn away.
所以他的痛苦没有拿掉。
So his suffering did not decrease.
但是我的恩典够你用。
But God's grace was sufficient for him.
所以让我们来想，我们生活里有一些事情发生。
So we think about our own lives, and there may be certain circumstances.
你为这个祷告，神也听；为那个祷告，神也听。但是就是为着一件事情祷告，怎么祷告神都不听。
You may be praying for one thing and God answers your prayer, or another thing and God answers your prayer, but there may be something that you're praying for, God never answers.
我们常常就想，为什么就是这个事情祷告神不听？
And you may ask, why is it that for this matter, God just does not answer?
这常常就是一根刺。
That may be the thorn.
你看保罗啊，启示很大。
We see that there was great revelation given to Paul.
能力很大。
There was great power given to Paul.
工作很认真。
He worked very diligently for God.
这个三个加起来，这个是一个很大的试探。
And these 3 things added together are actually a great temptation.
如果你今天为人祷告，死人复活。
If you pray today and somebody rises from the dead.
这个很大的试探。
That's a great temptation.
在你启示圣经懂得很深。
That, and also you receive much revelation to reveal the truth of God.
再来你牺牲很大。
And your great sacrifice for God.
这个三个加起来，这是很大的一个试探。
All of these things added together can actually be a great temptation.
这个三个都是好事。
Of course, all of these are very good.
但是如果因为这个三个加起来让保罗 骄傲，这个就是失败的开始。
But if these three successes allowed Paul to become proud, that would be the beginning of his downfall.
所以需要有一根刺砸在他身上。
So he needed that thorn in his flesh.
让他知道他不过是一个人。
To allow him to realize he is just a man.
啊，这样才会谦卑。
And that he can still be humble.
所以我们常常发现呢，有一些家庭就是有一些问题没有办法解决。
So we see in some families there are some problems that just can't be solved.
有的人就是有一些问题没有办法解决。
Or some personal problems we just can't resolve.
但是他有很多体验呢。
But they have a lot of experiences.
那为什么很多体验祷告很有功效，就是这个问题祷告没有效？
Why is it that their prayers are answered or very powerful in other areas, but just not in this particular one?
这个就是一根刺。
That is the thorn.
让你学习谦卑。
To allow you to learn humility.
讲话就不会太有自信。
So you won't be too self-confident when you speak.
好像我要做什么我就可以做什么，世界都在我掌管之下。
That I can do whatever I want, that the world is in my control.
不是这样的。
That's not the way.
我们只不过是一个人。
We are just humans.
所以受苦会让人了解自己。
So suffering allows us to understand ourselves.
受苦会让人谦卑。
Suffering allows us to be humble.
因为这样，我们就可以继续活在神的恩典当中。
And in this way, we can continue to live under God's grace.
所以有时候我们常常发现呢，一个人哦，在生活当中啊，能够自我控制的，真的是一种属灵的功夫。
So we can see that a person's level of self-control is a measure of their spirituality.
但是常常啊，需要经历过一些操练。
But it often requires a great deal of testing.
我们来看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter
1. 第二节。
Verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。这个地方说，若在百般的试炼中。
Here we see that we fall into various trials.
这是当然是一个很痛苦的经验。
Of course, going through trials is very painful.
但是这是信心经过试炼。
But this is the testing of our faith.
那最后要让我们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
And this faith produces patience so that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我们再看罗马书。
Let's also look at Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第三节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
不但如此，就是患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为患难生忍耐。第四节。
Verse 4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
这个在讲我们生活的一些痛苦所带给我们的好处。
We see here Paul describes the benefits of going through these painful experiences.
第一个就是会忍耐。
First, we learn perseverance.
那第二个是老练，中文讲老练，你真的不了解什么意思？那英文一看就是个性。
Perseverance produces character.
就是人在这个生活当中啊，一些受苦啊，个性会改变。
That through the suffering and the experience, your character actually changes.
所以人生的危机常常是转机。
So often the crisis in our lives is actually an opportunity.
因为这个危机一来到啊，很痛苦，常常会改变一个人的个性。
So a crisis can change a person and make a turning point in their lives.
他的个性越来越好。
So that their character improves.
所以在试炼当中，我们有盼望。
And through this tribulation, we find hope.
因为这是神的爱。
Because this is the love of God.
这是保罗的一根刺，是带有盼望的。
So the thorn that Paul experienced in his flesh actually carried hope.
神的爱没有离开。
That the love of God did not leave him.
这是就是因为神爱他，所以加一根刺。
It was because of the love of God that he had this thorn.
所以有时候我们常常在想。
So sometimes we think to ourselves.
为什么人受这个苦？为什么那个人受那个苦？你仔细去想，想到最后，也都有一点道理。
And if you think about why this person has to go through such suffering or that person suffers, if you think to the end, there may be a reason.
因为神要让我们继续谦卑活在他的恩典中。
Because God wants us to continue living humbly under his grace.
第一根刺是因为罪。
The first type of thorn is from sin.
就是地所长出的荆棘。
These are the thorns that rise from the earth.
第二根刺是因为爱。
The second type of thorn is out of love.
就是主耶稣头上那根荆棘。
Was the thorns that were placed as a crown on our Lord Jesus' head.
第三根刺是因为恩典。
And the third type of thorn is grace.
就是保罗身上的一根刺。
Which was the thorn of, in the flesh of Paul.
所以信仰的好处是受苦是能够解释的，因为受苦是有意义的。
And so the benefit of having this faith is that there's an explanation for suffering, that is, suffering has meaning.
所以信仰是很重要的。
So that is why our faith is so important.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
337首。
Sing hymn 337.
最后要一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray once more together.
我们教会发展的动力就是借着祷告。
The strength behind the growth of the church comes from prayer.
所以如果我们真的关心教会的圣工，
So if we truly are concerned about the work of the church,
我们就要从为教会祷告开始。
And we have to start through praying for the church.
当然祷告在肉体上是一种受苦。
Of course, prayer is a kind of physical suffering as well.
特别是在我们教会要跪下来。
Especially since we kneel in our prayer.
那祷告越久，当然你受苦越多。
And the longer you pray, the more you feel the pain.
但是这种祷告却带给我们一种心灵的平安跟喜乐。
But this prayer brings to us an internal peace and joy.
所以我们祷告越多，我们越喜欢祷告。
So the more that we pray, the more we like to pray.
因此我们在教会里面要参与圣工的第一步，就是要参与祷告。
So the first step in participating in the holy work is to participate in prayer.
如果这个祷告的痛苦我们能够忍受，
If we are able to endure the suffering of prayer,
我们才能够进到基督的爱里面为这教会来牺牲。
Then we can enter into the love of Christ and sacrifice for the church.
所以我们非常的鼓励每个信徒每个礼拜六早上十点钟到来教会为教会祷告。
So we encourage everyone to come to the church on Sabbath day at 10 o'clock to pray for the holy work.
为自己的灵性我们的需要祷告。
We pray for our own needs and our spiritual health.
为着我们的家庭祷告。
We pray for our families.
我们现在要一起来祈祷。
So now we are going to pray once more.
愿主耶稣的圣灵充满在我们当中。
May the Holy Spirit enter and fill all of us.
神的爱亲自感动我们。
May the love of God move all of us.
让每一个人灵性都能够成长。
So that each person's spirituality may improve and grow.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.